Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,114. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Hi, the men's row. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about delicious breakfast. Noe Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drink it a dog.
All right, here we go. Incredible news. Google Earth helps find a man who has been missing since 1997, which would be real cool if he wasn't dead. Meanwhile, Ryanair passenger got so drunk upon landing, she thought that she was in Spain in her head. Sacramento woman in coma after using tainted facial cream. A man calls cops because of a fight in a hotel room, but it was a woman's erotic scream. And Ohio State University is not the place to be. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who ate a plate of green eggs and stupid and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Rainforest Cafe. Oh, but y'all, it's out. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3,114. What a large and a completely in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, as we are only 2 days away from Men's Room Red Festival. Bitches, that is going down this Saturday. Enumclaw Expo Center. We'll be drinking outdoor style over 15 beers available for the day, including the Dirty German beer.
Yeah.
We've got live music all day. New originals are going to be playing. All kinds of delicious food for you to take down. A lot of questions on, hey, man, can I get a ticket at the door? Absolutely. Show up.
We'll come on by.
We'll give you the good eye up and down there and see whether we'll let you in or not.
That's what we're going to do.
It's a personal
choice. Well, no, we got to make a judgment
personal
call.
Choice.
You chose to show up and not have a ticket, which means we have the right to make a judgment
call. We really do. Like, just eyeball you real quick. All right, let him in.
There's not a lot of guys here this year.
I was going to say, she's in, she's in, he's out, she's in, she's in.
They were awfully friendly, weren't they?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us in at all.
Wonder what happened there.
All right, you can have one guy.
Yeah, Men's Room Red Festival is Saturday. We want to see you down there. Don't forget, we're doing this for one reason, and that's to help our friends at the Seafair Foundation and, of course, the Fisher House. So by doing all that outdoor drinking, by hanging out with us, by enjoying the day, all we're doing is giving back to charity. That is the main point.
Top that.
Main
top that.
Okay, look, man.
Let's do a 5-mile fun run.
Yeah, we're going to get drunk and have a good time.
Let's
dump ice water on herself. Well, instead of hurting yourself, be a gluttonous pig and do the exact same amount of good.
Man, Red Festival is always a blast. Yeah. The bands are always great. The food's great. We've got all kinds of games for you to play, all kinds of crazy stuff
going
on.
Hey, man, and our band practiced once. Yeah.
People staple them their nipples.
And
I wasn't even there.
It's crazy.
Two of our singers weren't there, but those of us that were, that one practice we had last week,
come see them suck.
It's like, I mean, I'm going to sound like a Maryland fan here, but this is like an all-day tailgate party where at the end, we don't have to watch our team lose.
That's great, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we just tailgate.
You go home happy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're no losers allowed.
This is a win-win.
That's right. You got that?
Red Festival, all the details at mensroomlive.com. And if you want to pick up tickets online, you can still do that there and print it up right there for yourself at home or get it down on your phone or whatever.
But not here.
Yeah, at least you're not going to have to face the wrath of us eyeballing you to determine whether you can get in or not.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible stuff.
We have Robin up there. She's mean. She'll judge you harsh. A big show for you today. Head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about breakfast. We've got some fast food breakfast news. We have some, was a survey done about milk and cereal?
Yeah, just basically like what cereal leaves the best milk?
I don't believe that.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, there is no question.
I don't believe so.
Mm.
You know where I think wins, and I think it's very, very underrated because most people don't like the cereal itself.
And chances are you're wrong.
No, but I'm telling you, I think it leaves some of the best flavor in milk. But you're right, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is unbelievable. But
yes.
Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles.
Dude, no.
Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles makes real, real good milk.
It really does not.
Yes, it does. It's
the
fantastic.
The fruity milk is stupid.
The fruity milk's pretty good. It's kind of like a chocolate.
Like nobody, no, because
like a strawberry.
People would drink strawberry milk. People would drink chocolate milk. Cinnamon Toast Crunch even basically released like a box of crumbs that you could put into your milk to recreate that. Nobody wants fruity milk.
Rice Krispies leaves the worst milk.
There's no
flavor.
It's just
to
milk.
It. It's just, I mean, you might as well just drink milk.
Milk with bits in it.
So, head chef coming up, and it's all about breakfast. No Way Sherlock is back. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. As you said, Steve, our biggest dummy is Josh. Took him 20 questions to get one correct. And every time we do Big Dummy and play the game, we have a little side poll. We call it the Men's Room Poll. And the last time we did the poll, it was actually inspired by a listener who was inspired by one Kanye West. Why? Kanye West was caught on camera digging in his ear, getting a piece of earwax, and then eating it. And people lost their mind. So what we asked you...
I'm surprised he's not selling it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give for $25 a vial. It's earwax. It's really for my ear.
If you were to be caught on camera, like Kanye, would you be caught eating your own earwax? Would you be caught eating one of your boogers? Or would you start smelling your fingers, depending on you put them in your private area or in your butt, you know what I mean? And you were caught, like, and there was a video not 2 days after that. Someone sent in of a couple who are standing outside. I swear to God, he reaches down into her pants.
In her pants?
Into her pants. And then she smells his finger.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is like days.
Well, that's teamwork.
This is days after we
Are
did
you
that
like
poll.
A super assistant? Put your finger in my
you
pants.
Didn't see
I'm
that?
Curious. No.
Oh, man. It's disturbing. It is absolutely. It's worse than some of the more gross videos I've seen. There's nothing gross about watching it, but when you understand what's going on, you're like, oh God. So anyway, we asked you to vote.
Smell the fruity pebbles.
And if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we always put the poll up there and get the results and bring them to you as soon as we're done.
Yeah.
So as far as what you would prefer to be caught on camera doing or not doing, for the most part, the majority of you said, hey, look. If I smelled my finger after I put it in my backside, that would be the worst case scenario. Only 6% of you voted to be caught on camera doing that. Now, coming in at third, with 12% of the vote, that would be being caught eating your own earwax on camera. So the Kanye was at number three. By far, the two biggest vote getters, being caught on camera eating your booger at 28%. And the number one thing that people said I'd be fine with being caught doing.
No one said they're fine with it. They said given the choices.
Sure, these are the choices. Smelling your fingers after you have scratched your privates. It's a 54% of the vote.
Wow.
That was by far the thing that you would like to be caught on camera. Okay.
I don't know that you'd like to be caught on camera. It's just of these four, I'd hate it the least.
Well, if you have to be caught on camera, those would be the four options. Okay, so this week on our Men's Room poll, it's a little bit different, but the stakes are going to be much higher as we have a chance for you to win $1 million in cash. $1 million in cash. What in the hell's going on?
I'm sorry. Robin was showing us the video
of
the guy putting his hand down the woman's pants so that she could then smell
his
feet.
Told you. It was disturbing, isn't it?
Oh, Lord.
It is. Okay, so.
I just don't know.
This week, you get to win $1 million. Your best chance, you think, at winning $1 million.
All right.
But you have to accomplish something here. And so here are your options. And where do you think that you'd have the best shot at winning, okay? So number one, it would be a cook-off. And when we say a cook-off, that could be any kind of barbecue challenge. It could be a baking challenge or anything like that.
It could even be like Iron Chef. Do it all.
Exactly. We give you these ingredients. Can you make a good dinner out of it if you think you can cook? And you're going to go up against peers. It's not like we're going to put you up against Gordon Ramsay or anybody like that. The idea is you would be on one of those types of shows or in a barbecue competition someplace.
That Myron guy's there.
Yeah.
That judges all the barbecue competition.
Look, man.
One of those shows.
And it doesn't have to be big time. You could go to a county cook-off that's sponsored by a fire department, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 20 different entries. Good luck winning.
Right.
I mean, seriously, good luck winning that chili cook-off. But could you enter something like that?
Nope.
And take it, maybe you think that's your best chance to win $1 million. Do you have that one thing that you can do so well? And a lot of people do. I mean, we know a lot of people who make really good baked goods, and we get cookies.
Chili, stuff like that.
Fried chicken, I mean, you name it. Barbecue.
Turkeys.
Turkeys, whatever it is. Would you win $1 million in a cook-off? Number two is a spelling bee. And much like any other spelling bee.
That's you, Ted.
I'm out.
You're going up against your peers of equal age. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going against a 14-year-old kid who won the damn thing last year. This would be a spelling bee. Do you have a chance of winning it for $1 million?
Maybe he's a first grader.
You just, I mean, look.
When you go up against a first grader.
No, honestly, no.
I was going to say, don't.
I wouldn't take any
do
part
not
of spelling.
Do it. Right.
I don't even play Scrabble. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we get into the television
realm. I don't even play Scribble.
So, you know how the game is played. Would you be able to win $1 million playing Jeopardy? Now, regardless of whatever your final score is and what Alex tells you you win, if you beat the other two contestants up there on the panel, you are going to win $1 million. And our fourth shot of you having a chance to win $1 million would be American Ninja Warrior. So obviously this is a lot more based on your physical ability than it is your brain. I know for a fact that American Ninja Warrior would be fun to try.
Sure.
I would love the opportunity. I know I physically probably wouldn't do very well in a lot of those things, but it seems like a fun thing to go out there and
to me, I'm at
attempt
the point,
to do.
It's not that any of it does not look fun. There are certain things. Right now I got a bum shoulder where I'm like, I would injure myself. Like the fun would be lost with the injury.
Yeah, my problem is I just feel like the first thing out of the gate, I'd be in the water.
Yeah, but...
So okay. it doesn't look fun because it's like, I'm not going to get to any of the stuff. Right.
So again, men's room poll, you can win $1 million. What is your best chance to win $1 million? Would you say a cook-off, a spelling bee, Jeopardy, or American Ninja Warrior? That is our men's room poll. And if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, get to voting there as the poll is already up.
I'm taking Jeopardy.
You're taking Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it all. Since you're going up against your peers, I just feel like Jeopardy. Because even I used to be a chef, but if I competed against you in the cook-off, depending what you made, I'm not going to have a chance. Because you got a few staples where it's like, all right. You know,
well, it depends. It depends on what kind of cook-off. I mean, and that's it. If somebody calls up and says, hey, I think I could win $1 million in the cook-off. Okay, what is it that you're
cooking? That you cook, right. Because Robin can out-bake us, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Jeopardy just
You can out-dip us.
If it was dips, but I feel like that's a good call.
No, but it's true.
Seriously, what if you entered your sausage
dip? You have some of the best dips,
into
man.
A dip contest.
The problem is a lot of my secret recipes are on packages of stuff that go in these things. So I wonder if the judges
were like,
they're
not secret recipes.
Mr. Smith.
Couldn't you change?
I'm pretty sure Betty Crocker said precisely
one or two
this.
Ingredients. So where is the sausage recipe located?
Why would I tell people? That's on them.
Because you stopped making it.
I make it for friends very rarely.
Right.
It upsets my tummy too much.
Why don't you go with a less spicy sausage? Why don't you go with a country sausage?
Because people like the spicy sausage.
Okay. But it's for you.
Well, is it? Or is it for them?
It depends. Okay. Are they coming to your home? You can do it with your non-spicy sausage, right?
So this is where I'm torn. Even if I have them to my home, I still make it with the spicy stuff because I know people love it and it's a hit.
Well, sure. Yeah. Look, if I invite you over and I want you to bring your sausage, bring the spicy sausage.
Yeah.
But because I have other food, you don't have to eat this. You're bringing this for me. I'm not going to lie to you about it. Make it for me. If I'm going to your home and I go, Ted, why is your sausage dip kind of suck? And you say, hey, man, I'm just not using the spicy stuff. It's like, all right.
I caught on to your French dip when it was a French onion pack and a thing of sour cream.
Well, that's why that one's pretty simple.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it was like this big mystery for a long time. And it really is right there on the Lipton onion soup packet.
That's the thing.
It's legitimately
on the packet.
If you want to make French onion soup, if you just mix it at home by yourself, I don't know why, but it tastes better.
Because no one uses the French onion soup packet for French onion soup.
Everyone ignores it.
Never. I put it in burgers. I put it in dips. Right,
meatloaf.
Yeah, you're right. But I've never, ever
never
made
even heard
soup
any,
out of it.
Never heard someone go in their house like, oh, you really made the French onion soup. So, yes, that is our men's room poll.
I'll be damned.
Well, I could make my famous steam shrimp that's on the back of the Old Bay can.
What did you do? I steamed them.
It is on the back.
It teaches you how to steam. The exact recipe is on the back of almost every Old
Bay
can.
What is it?
Can.
Just put the shrimp in a steamer and put Old Bay on it?
Yes.
Cup of water, cup of beer, teaspoon of Old Bay, bring it to a boil, throw in your pound of shrimp, cover, steam for 3 minutes.
And people are blown away.
Yes.
It's like, it's steamed shrimp. It's in the name.
Doesn't matter. If you make it better than everyone else, it doesn't matter.
It's right. You're right. Sometimes it's just people making food taste better.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. So there you go. Men's room poll. All right. The game is a big dummy. 844-999 Ola. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Jamie, on Team Sober, Team Not Sober today.
Not sober today, Miles.
All right, Jamie, how'd you get there?
That would be Granddaddy Purple.
Oh, the Granddaddy Purp.
The Granddaddy
right,
Purple?
Ed.
Yeah, man.
What is that, cough syrup?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's Costco.
Granddaddy Purp. All right, Jamie, men's room poll to win $1 million. What's your best chance to win it? A cook-off, a spelling bee, Jeopardy, or American Ninja Warrior?
I'm thinking like Ted said. I'm thinking like a spelling bee against first graders.
You're going to go spelling me. Okay.
I might have set a bad precedent here.
Ted said he wouldn't even do that.
Jamie, the city's name, and I'm only telling you this because there's a band that got it wrong on the T-shirts. The city's name is Cincinnati. Spell Cincinnati.
C-I-N-C-I-N-A-T-I.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Oh. That is the same way that Kiss spelled it.
Yeah.
Which is wrong. Cincinnati, C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
And granted, the only people that know that.
One N.
Right. I've heard that before.
Sorry.
All right, here is your first question. Man, getting off to a bad start.
It's going to be bad today.
This first question is for Mike Hawk. What is the only country with a three-sided flag?
I don't know.
Bermuda?
Nepal.
Oh, he said spy.
Right. It is Nepal. Wait. This question is for Miles Montgomery. What is the only country with a five-sided flag?
Nepal.
Mm-mm.
I thought that's what you said earlier.
No, that was a three-sided flag. I was wrong earlier. The question for Mike Hawk, what's the only country with a three-sided flag is Nepal. Now, Miles, you said there's countries that have flags shaped like, and you drew it out for me.
Yeah.
And you are correct. But what is the only country with a flag with that has a five-sided flag?
I have no idea.
Any guesses?
I'm confused. I'm with Miles. I thought Miles said earlier, or Mike said earlier, that was Nepal.
I thought it was. It's not. When I looked later, Nepal has three sides. Switzerland is the flag that has five sides.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The Swiss. I always get confused with their flag and the Red Cross.
Right. That's what most people do, and I'm not making this up. Look at the Swiss. The flag from Switzerland is different than what you thought it was.
It's like your army knife.
And me too. So while we're talking about flags, what shape is the flag of Vatican City? It's not a rectangle.
A square.
All right, Jamie. Catholicism. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, game is big dummy. 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Our next contestant is Steven. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hola. Sorry. Let me give you the final intro, Steven. There you go. Steven, you're on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
I'm sober.
All right, Steven, welcome to the show. Steven, our men's room poll, to win $1 million, what do you think your best chance would be? In a cook-off,
cooking.
A spelling bee, cooking? All right, what are you cooking, Steven? What's your dish?
I'm making a big old piece of banana bread.
Banana bread. All right.
So you don't sound like the kind of guy that makes banana bread that I'd like, but I believe you.
Let me ask you this. If you can make banana bread, can you also make like carrot bread or pumpkin bread or any of that spice bread?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you can make any kind of dessert bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing to him, dude.
Yeah. Just asking.
The bakers are a different world, man. By the way, Ted, as far as your sausage dip goes, people are saying, why don't you just use the men's room sausage for your sausage dip? Not too spicy, pretty mild, very
good.
Right,
it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Seems obvious.
Yeah, you could do it for meat potatoes.
Why
one
do
day.
They have to tell
Why
you that?
Why don't you do it for meat
potatoes?
Damn,
potato? Man.
Because at this point, Miles, I'm never making that damn dip for you.
Why?
Because you bring it up all the time. I don't want to cook at work. Out of spite.
Damn you.
Steven, here is your first question. Often worn by young girls, Mary Janes are what type of fashion item?
Are these shoes?
Okay.
I
know your kids' shoes. Mary That's not creepy
I've never
at
heard
all.
Of these in my life. Is that a thing, Robin? Is it like little girl shoes? It's something you'd wear now or no?
Are those like the jelly shoes people used to wear when I was a kid?
Man,
are they the ones with a buckle and then they have the really hard wooden
Well, like Little Debbie?
On the bottom, yeah.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know. I just know that's the only time I've ever seen a human being wear one of those. Close. See, I'm not too far off.
All right. Yeah. I've never heard of Mary Janes in my life.
Okay. Other than smoking weed.
Other than smoking weed. That is correct.
Okay.
And in a weed movie.
Well, sure. All right. I've heard of Mary Janes, just not as shoes. Maybe that's the way I should put it.
All right. The game. Mary Jane?
Yeah.
I mean, depending on your definition of candy.
Is it like a bit of honey? Was it like a little
That's
nasty
what I'm thinking,
thing
right?
that nobody really wanted for Halloween?
Yeah, exactly.
And you only and you get it in Halloween?
It. Yeah. It was like yellow and brown.
What's it called, a Mary Jane? Those are Mary Janes. Robin is doing the work today. All right.
Okay.
So the shoes and the candy. Now we know.
And the weed.
Exactly, and the weed.
Exactly. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
You love breakfast. The head chef's got some exciting news coming up with Ted's meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Davey. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hello, Davey. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going?
Hola. Davey, you sober, not sober?
Hawaiian Dutch treat.
What's that?
Hawaiian Dutch treat.
So
that's
not
what he's
sober.
Smoking on.
I see, Dan. Okay. All right. Groovy, man. Hawaiian Dutch treat. Hey, Men's Room poll, Davey. To win $1 million, your best chance would be to enter a cook-off, a spelling bee, to play Jeopardy, or American Ninja Warrior.
I think a cook-off.
And what can you cook?
Some pretty badass edibles.
Okay.
So you're going to edible?
Right.
What types of edibles do you make?
So me and my girlfriend found out that on the side of most cake boxes, there's a cookie adaption.
Okay, so you're making cookies out of the cake mix, but making them edibles.
Why wouldn't you just buy a box of cookies?
Because they don't have those flavors.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so like flavors you cake can get, or something.
Right. The flavors you can get of cake, you can't necessarily get of cookies.
I want one of his cake cookies.
I will gladly
so
try one of
his cake
cookies.
So you make a marijuana cookie cake? Cake cookie?
Correct.
Okay, sounds delicious.
Yes, it does.
It sounds awesome.
All right, here's
my girlfriend put dried blueberries in a lemon cookie, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I'm in, Davey. I'm in.
Look, if it's edible, you could do Brussels sprouts and
I'm not sure
rinds,
how you
bro.
Could. I don't know how well you could judge an edible contest because it takes edibles about 20 minutes to set in.
You have to eat them all quick and judge quick.
You try like 7 or 8 edibles. You don't know when that's kicking in. You don't know what's responsible.
That's what I mean. You get 15 minutes to eat them all and judge them all. Because in about 30 minutes, you're gone. Like, all the judges have to be
the judges are gone. They're supposed to bring back the results, and I think they left.
All right, here is your question. According to the show Futurama, what holiday will we be celebrating on December 25th in the year 3000?
Anti-Christmas Day?
Jesus' 3000th birthday?
Christmas.
Oh, it's still just Christmas.
Still Christmas.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of a weird question.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's the question that was there. Xmas. Okay,
but isn't Xmas the same thing as Christmas?
Yes, but now it's officially Xmas.
Oh.
Look, Mike Hawk was clearing it up. He made it very clear. Either that or he supports Malcolm X.
That's what I was thinking.
You thought it was a Malcolm X thing?
Yeah.
The power.
Okay, so yeah, Christmas, but Mike loves him some Malcolm X.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. What word that starts with the letter Q refers to the minimum attendance necessary for Congress to conduct business?
Minimum.
necessary.
Minimum attendance necessary for Congress to conduct business. You've heard this word more and more as the way things have been, but in the last couple of years, you've heard this word mentioned. Well, I have. Maybe you haven't.
Qualifying amount?
Not a bad guess.
I don't know.
Quorum.
Quorum.
Quorum. Watch the national news. You'll hear them mention the word. Now, you actually know what the hell they're talking about. Because if you're like me, it's like, I don't know what that means.
There you go. Now I know.
All right. The Mississippi River flows into what body of water?
The Gulf of Mexico.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Dennis. Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That's Nolan specifically.
Yeah, well, if you know where New Orleans is, you know it's going to go into the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, sure. I just, you know, when I hear Gulf of Mexico, I think Mexico. Then that,
well, where it goes into the Gulf of Mexico
I know
is
that.
New Orleans.
It's just how I'd give the clue. That's all I'm saying. You're
I
right.
I wasn't going to give it away, but I figured it would be close enough.
You boys headed to Mexico?
Look out.
Welcome to Mexico.
Yeah, right. Miles, you're right. That is where it empties
you
in the
Gulf
of Mexico.
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe a Mexican hint.
Right. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, O'Shea. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Boom.
O'Shea, sober, not sober.
Hey, Miles.
What is that?
Sober today.
Sober today. All right, O'Shea. What is that, an Italian name?
Yeah, clearly.
It's from Irish, but it's spelled different.
Irish. I'll be damned.
O'Shea? Is
O'Shea.
Irish.
Oh. All right.
That threw me for a loop.
Eddie's not drunk.
Men's room poll, O'Shea. To win $1 million, what's your best chance? Cook-off, Spelling Bee, Jeopardy, or American Ninja Warrior?
I got to go with American Ninja Warrior.
Really? Right. Okay. What would be your, based on what you've seen them do on that show, where would your skill set best suit you?
Well, I feel like since I've been watching it for so long, I would watch videos and like how they train and stuff too.
Okay.
I feel like I can get the basic understanding
okay.
of it.
All right. How many pull-ups would you think you can do right now?
Right now, probably 15.
Okay.
Damn.
Hey, man.
Solid.
That's really good. All right.
Miles, I don't know if you're in the office earlier. We're talking about American Ninja Warrior. I said it's great to watch with the kids. My kids love it. My son in particular. But now he has gotten motivated where he calls me down the hall. And I'm like, what do you need? He's like, no, you got to see this. I'm like, all right. Good. No, he is doing, what are they called? The spider walk, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm. Up the walls?
He is, he's in the door frame to my bedroom, but he's now elevated above me.
Yeah.
To prove that he can do it. And as a parent, I'm both proud and terrified at the exact same moment.
Great. Now you'll be in the ER.
Yeah. That. You know what? Honest to God, I'm like, so glad I have insurance. All right. Here is your question. Which Smurf has a heart tattoo on each arm?
Can you repeat the question one more time? My phone cut out.
Yeah, I can tell. It sounds like you're in a windstorm.
He's skydiving. Which Smurf has a heart tattoo on each arm?
Papa Smurf.
Smurfette?
No.
What other Smurfs are there? Can we name any more than that?
Gargamel is the
Gargamel.
Bad guy.
Where are you from? Hey, where's that out?
Yeah, I checked out after Papa and the other Smurf.
There was Brainy.
Brainy?
Yeah.
So
they,
this was.
They gave him glasses. So
this was Brainy. Outlaw Smurf.
It was a Hefty Smurf.
Hefty Smurf.
I swear that's his name. It just weird. That sounds like a dirty sex thing.
Mm. Dropped a Hefty Smurf on
him. Mm-hmm. You know what happened then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question.
You got Smurfed.
This question all over you. This question is, again, for Mike Hawk. On Seinfeld, what is Kramer's first name?
Oh, shoot. I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't watch enough.
Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his mom's name?
Are you being serious?
Yes, who's I think mom? The episode we find out his actual name is because Kramer's mom shows up and calls him Cosmo.
Ah.
Remember, okay. She's a bathroom attendant.
No, I don't remember, Ty.
I don't either.
You do, and we know that. All right, your question. The Savoy Hills divide England from what other country?
The what hill?
Savoy. Chevoit.
Divides what country?
That's a terrible hint.
I'm drawing a blank.
But I know you well enough to understand what you're doing.
I don't.
I think that's a good hint. What do I sound like?
I have no idea.
A whale?
Wales!
No, Scotland.
Oh,
I was
going to
say
it.
The Scottish Hills.
I thought you were doing the Loch Ness Monster.
No,
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.